Matt Hembling joins us today on WGCU's Exponential Radio with Gulf Coast Studios Concerts. I'm James Till. So, Matt, how would you describe your music?
Well, I have a lot of influences. I've grown up playing piano, saxophone, and listening to some as far like Billy Joel, George Gershwin, to the Beatles, then Led Zeppelin, some progressive rock. So kind of it all boils down into, right now I'm just by myself, so I got an acoustic singer-songwriter thing going on, but I like to incorporate the jazz and the rock feels to it too.
What are you going to play first?
This song is called Things I Used to Know.
Brush of your lips, can't recall the taste of your breath, and it saddens me so. These are things I used to know. Have I forgotten the sound of your laugh, or the tears in your eyes when you ask? If I knew how long we'd have to go, that's one thing I'd always know. And which was the day when I woke unable to picture your face? And which was the hour when these memories I'd lost their power to grow? All these things I used to know. What was the name of that out-of-way street? The destination that lovers see. How often did we go? That's one thing I'd always know. But which was the day when I woke unable to picture your face? And which was the hour when these memories had lost their power to grow? All these things I used to know. What of love, what of burning desire? What of the freedom of a soul on fire? As long as embers glow, these are things I'll always know. And we was the day when I woke unable to picture your face? And which was the hour when these memories had lost their power to grow? All these things I used to know. As long as yours is the love I'll always know.
That was Matt Hembling performing Things I Used to Know. So, what was the inspiration for that song?
Well, I wrote this one about all the little things in a relationship that you kind of forget over time. And it kind of, you know, resolves in the end there, saying that even though you might forget all the little details, you know, the feelings of love and the emotions, you know, those will always remain.
How long have you been playing your respective instruments?
Well, I'm the son of a piano and voice teacher, so kind of grew up around music my whole life, and played piano from when I was about 5. And then when I was 12, I picked up the saxophone, and I was playing that in concert bands and tournaments or competitions at state level. And then in high school, I kind of gotten interested in songwriting, and picked up the guitar. Trying to teach myself a little bit, and that's when I really started pursuing the songwriting and being an artist.
Very nice. And what are you going to be playing for us next?
This next one is called Daddy's Little Girl.
Mm-hmm. loves to laugh, yeah, he loves her body. She likes his love, but she loves his money. Sugar daddy, show your baby a real good time. She has his love, yeah, she has his commitment. She locks him up every time that she's cheating. When daddy goes to work, baby has a hell of a time. No, daddy says he's just out to make love tonight. He buys her pearls, first shoes and flowers. Spends the rest every single dollar. But daddy don't care, no, he don't seem to mind. Sugar daddy says his baby is one of a kind. He thinks he's found true love. But when she says she's at her mother's house, she's hid in the club. And there she goes, taking shots, blowing lines. She's hanging on to every guy. She's grinding more than Tony Hawk in 99. Oh, she's sighing when they're making love. He thinks it's him she's thinking of. She's hoping he won't call her bluff. But for now, she will rock his world. She will wear his pearls. She has no problem playing daddy's little girl. She's getting bored, yeah, she's getting restless. She knows she's lucky, but she's willing to test it. When she's finished with her lover, another's waiting at her door. Babe is never satisfied, she's always wanting more. She thinks he's dumb, yeah, she thinks he's stupid. Getting lucky and she's getting careless. When daddy came home early, he found baby in bed with the lights. Baby begged forgiveness, but daddy had made up his mind. Baby begged for another try. Daddy, yeah, just get out of my sight. Sugar daddy's kick on baby to the curb tonight. Daddy's little girl will be walking the street tonight.
That was Matt Hembling performing Daddy's Little Girl. So, this one, where'd it come from?
Well, this one was actually inspired by a few literary works I've been reading, and it kind of tells the story of a man who develops a relationship with a woman who's really only after his money. She's being unfaithful to him, and I don't know, I just kind of got the inspiration to write that story. I wanted to kind of get out of my personal life.
Oh, so this was not actually really based
personally? Yes, it's fictitious.
Okay. Yeah. So where do you really want to take your music in the future?
I would love to, you know, anything I could do, anything in the business, the industry, as a songwriter, solo artist, or in a band. I love playing with other people, but currently looking for that right fit.
And what are you going to be playing for us next?
All right, this next one is called Wandering Soul.
I chose to go alone. I never thought that I'd end up this far away from home. But oh well. And those wandering eyes have never had the strength to cry. But they don't even have to try when I say goodbye to you. 'Cause you're the one thing I thought I knew before these bright stars turn to blue. Oh darling, could we ever start again? And this wandering heart It's never out trying to start. It's always searching for that perfect work of art to replace you, but I can't attain a song worthy of your name. My soul is bound to wait to seek out the rain, which only clears for you. Cause you're the one thing I thought I knew before these bright stars turn to blue. Oh darling, could we ever start again? Finally found a place to start. It's always searching for that perfect work of art to replace you, but I can't attain a song worthy of your name. My soul is bound to wait to seek out the rain, which only clears for you. Cause you're the one thing that I knew before these bright stars started turning blue. And I am so lost without you. Oh darling, could we ever start again? I'm a wandering soul. Now I have you to hold. I never thought that I'd end up this far away from home. But at least
that was Matt Hembling performing Wandering Soul. And where's this one from?
Well, this one, I kind of wanted to put some of my more jazz influences into, and kind of tells the story of when I was a freshman up in Nashville going to school, Belmont University. I kind of started missing an ex-girlfriend that I'd broke up with right before I left. And it's kind of the idea of, you know, being in a place away from home and kind of missing what you used to have.
So, speaking of Nashville, you know, that's one of the music capitals of the country.
Yes, Music City.
So, did that really inspire you in any specific way?
Definitely. And I had a lot of, both my roommates were songwriters and instrumentalists, and it's just a great experience. Everyone you meet there is just, I mean, first off, awesome people, and second of off, awesome musicians. So, win-win.
Very cool. And your next song's going to be?
This next one is called Lucy, Molly, Mary, and Me.
One day I met a girl who called herself Lucy. She was sweet as a sugar cube, but slightly bitter while she asked me if I would like to take a trip down into the city. Feel I breathe along to the rhythm of my heartbeat, and it was Lucy. Dancing down city streets, trying not to make a scene. She found the child in me. Staring through open eyes at a world of possibilities. Just Lucy and me. That night I found myself at a party. There on the dance floor, I met a girl named Molly. We danced for hours while Lucy laughed at the TV. As the music died down, she flipped me some candy, and it was Lucy, Molly, and me. Rolling down city streets, trying not to make a scene. They found the lover in me. Chain smoking cigarettes, trying not to make a scene. Just Lucy, Molly. We went to my apartment. my baby Mary was waiting up for me. I said, MJ, I'm sorry, but she hit me so quickly. As we laughed on the couch, she said, let me join the party. And it was Lucy, Molly, Mary and me, wandering down alleyways, trying not to make a scene. They found the crazy in me. They took it out to show the world all that it could be. Just Lucy, Molly, Mary and me. Lucy, Molly.
That was Matt Hembling performing Lucy, Molly, Mary, and Me. And so, four people in this song. What's the story behind that?
Yes, this one I actually wrote about an experience my friend had. And he actually had a night with three girls that kind of shaped his outlook on life, and kind of wanted to get that down in a song.
All right. So, was it your piano song teaching parenting that inspired you to start playing, or?
Yes. I mean, I don't really remember a time when music wasn't really part mm-hmm. of my worldview, but yeah, it's just something I've always been interested in.
And next you're going to perform?
This next one is Mary, Mary.
Mary, do you want to take a trip down to Havana? Get the plane to the Bahamas, hit on all the pretty mamas. Cause you know when day is over, I'll be back to light your fire. We'll be up all night laughing, fall asleep and dream of falling in love. La, la, la. Mary, Mary, oh, can't you see? My nights with you last for eternity. And every time that I kiss your lips, I feel so fine, I just don't know what it is. Baby girl, if I had my way, I'd be with you most every day. Oh, Mary, Mary, won't you marry me? I love you, baby, now come over here and set me free. La, la, la. Mary, let's just get away from all these haters trying to say that we weren't meant to be together. Take the time to know you better. Colorado, Amsterdam, you know that I don't give a damn. Just wanna find a place so we can finally get a taste of your love. La, la, la. Mary, Mary, oh, can't you see? My nights with you last for eternity. And every time that I kiss your mouth, I get so high, I just can't figure it out. Baby girl, if I had my way, I'd be with you most every day. Oh, Mary, Mary, won't you marry me? I love you, baby, now come over here and set me free. La, la, la. To me, there's nothing better than just talking about the weather. We can chill and take it easy, kick it back and watch some TV. When troubles bring me down, I know that you will come around. And I'm laughing when you're done, breathing life into my lungs. And let me see, we were meant to be. Mary, Mary, oh, can't you see? My nights with you last for eternity. And every time that I kiss your lips, I get so high, I just don't know what it is. Baby girl, if I had my way, I'd be with you most every day. Oh, Mary, Mary, won't you marry me? I love you, baby, now come over here and set me free. La, la, la.
That was Matt Hembling performing Mary, Mary. And who's Mary?
Well, this one is kind of the sequel to Lucy, Molly, Mary, and Me. And it's about my favorite of those three girls. And in a weird way, this was actually inspired by B.O.B.'s Cloud Nine, if you could figure that one out.
Is there any instrument you have your eyes set on? Like, oh, I got to learn that now.
Oh, I mean, I would love to play some violin or trumpet. My brother was a big trumpet player, so I have one of his old trumpets in up in my room. I still gotta pick that up.
And next up is Shine. That was Matt Hembling performing Shine. I know there's quite a few songs titled Shine. Any inspiration from those, or is this totally your own thing?
Not really. This one actually came in a darker part of my life. A really good friend of mine who was actually the drummer in a band I have up in Nashville. He was kind of in the wrong place, wrong time. He's just a great guy, and he got in some serious trouble. And it's just kind of written from the perspective of is life really fair? But the chorus kind of, I felt... portrays a bit of hope looking towards a time when, I could get some understanding and find some peace.
It's interesting. They actually say a lot of inspiration stems from loss, so it's always cool to see that coming out in music. What are you going to play for us next?
This next one is Our World.
not our father's country. No, this is not our father's world. 'Cause they'll be gone, but life moves on just like it always will. We are shackled by their mistakes. We are governed by their laws. Laws which seem to fit their time, but now we see their flaws, and it's our world. Not mine, not yours. Yeah, it's our world. It can be our own. No, this is not our country. No, this is not our world. 'Cause we'll be gone, but life moves on just like it always will. And the problems of our children, they will not reflect our own. The problems we will leave for them, so let's just leave them alone. And it's our world. Not mine, not yours. Yeah, it's our world. It can't be our own. No, this is not our children's country. This is not our children's world. 'Cause they'll be gone, but life moves on just like it always will. And the message of this story is that through time one thing will never change. Only change will remain to carry out the days, and it's our world. Not mine, not yours. Yeah, it's our world. It can't be our own. Yeah, it's our world. It can't be on, no, no.
That was Matt Hembling performing Our World. What's the story behind this one?
Well, this one is one of my few politically charged songs, and it's kind of coming from a place where no one group or generation can really claim ownership over the world, and just kind of wanted to promote an idea of, unity and kind of respect to the earth, you know, because at some point we're going to be gone and it's going to be somebody else's to live on. So
what would you say you enjoy more? Do you enjoy writing the music more or playing it, or is it really like a combination of both?
There's elements to both that I really love, but I consider myself a writer. I just love that, getting a story out or, portraying some emotions.
Is there any place right now people can go to hear you play?
Yes, I have a Facebook page. It's facebook.com/MattHemblingMusic. And I also, that links to a Bandcamp page, and got some videos up on YouTube as well.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for coming in today. Matt, what are you going to cap off the show with?
This last one is called Summer Rain.
Follow me, let's find where the path we take will lead. I'm sure that you'll be glad you came. Let's find an open road for our broken souls. Our paths burn behind us as we go, driving on to find a brighter day. Sun shines down in bouts of rain, an endless love that shall remain. A monument to things unchanged. give me more of that summer rain. We fear no one, so let's have some fun. Jump in the water, have some fun. Feel freedom splashing on your face. Eyes open wide, whatever could they find? Our feet to the earth and face to the sky. Lying down as we watch the clouds go drifting by. The sun shines down in bouts of rain. An endless love that shall remain for the rest of our days. A monument to things unchanged as you call out my name. Give me more of that summer rain. Whatever could we find if we leave this ship behind? Whatever could we find if we drive this car to the end of time? Whatever could we see if tomorrow we decide to leave? Whatever could we gain if we live our lives in the summer rain? Sun shines down in bouts of rain. An endless love that shall remain for the rest of our days. A monument to things unchanged as you call out my name. So give me more of that summer. Oh, give me more of that summer. Oh, give me more of that summer rain.
That was Summer Rain by our guest Matt Hembley for Richard Chinqui, Luke Martin, and Nita Flores from Nita's Music Connection, doing business as Southwest Florida Music. I'm James Till on WGCU's Gulf Coast Studios Concerts. Have a great day.